The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, when we hear the words, a man with unclean spirit, what comes to our mind most of the time is maybe someone who had mental illness. Because obviously at the time of Jesus, medicine was not where it is today, and they just diagnosed things as having being possessed or unclean spirits. But in reality, that's not the case. That's not what the evangelist is talking about, because someone who has mental illness would have never made it into the synagogue because they would have considered to be unclean. But what they're talking about, having the unclean spirit, is someone who's disobeying the word of God, someone who goes against the teaching of the Jewish faith, the synagogue. That's what they refer to as someone with an unclean spirit, not obeying the word of God. And Jesus calls them to be quiet, to quiet down, not like as a punishment, but to quiet down so he can listen to the words that Jesus is speaking. See, a lot of times, although we're like maybe sitting on Mass or reading the Bible, but we really already made up our minds of what we want to believe or not to believe. We are not open to hear the word of God, to reflect on it as Mary did, to look at it into our hearts and see, why is Jesus teaching this way? What does he mean by that teaching? What does that mean for me? All of us have unclean spirits. All of us want to struggle and we want to do our will, what we think is right or wrong, rather than trust in Jesus. And Jesus today calls us to quiet ourselves down. It's not a battle. It's about listening to the words of Christ and being open to help the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit can help us understand the words of Jesus. Mark tells us that the people were astonished that Jesus taught with authority. Maybe today reflect on that. What does it mean that you taught with authority? What would you have thought teaching in authority is all about?